Next case.
Next application is case number 11481, the application of Barbara Andrievic. The site is located northeast of Route 362 Parker House Road, northeast of Birch Street, 773 feet southeast of Hemlock Street, and being lot 19, block K, section 4, within Shady Dell Park. With a 911 address of 37581 Birch Street, Ocean View, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, map 16, parcel 480, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. In this application, they're requesting a 3-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a dwelling, which is a manufactured home, and requesting a 2.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the same dwelling, which is a manufactured home. That's all I have, gentlemen. If you have questions, I received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returned.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Barbara Andrievic. It's 155 Casimir Drive, Newcastle, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Right up there.
Good evening.
Hi. I'm just here for a variance. My trailer is like supposed to be 10 foot from the line, and it's 7. And all we did when we bought this was pull out the old trailer, put in a new one. And it's been there for 31 years. But I'm trying to sell it, and the person that wants to buy it won't do anything unless it's approved.
Okay. And, okay, there are standards for granting a variance. You filled out the application, is that correct?
I can't hear.
Did you fill out the application?
Yes.
Okay. And do you recall in that application, you signed a statement that said you understood that there are standards for granting a variance, which you have to convince the board that you meet?
You're gonna have to speak up because I'm kind of hard of hearing.
Okay. When you applied, you signed a piece of paper that looks like this.
Yeah.
And that piece of paper says that you understand that you must convince this board that you meet the standards for granting a variance. So we need you to address those standards.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. I guess.
You need to take a shot at it, Mr.
Sure, Bill? Go ahead.
Miss Andrievic?
Yes.
Did I get it right? There are 5 standards the board has to rule on when we look at these variance requests. So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
That may help flush some of these issues out. Okay. You said that the trailer's been there since 31 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the one that's at issue for this application, correct? There's no new structure going in place. It's just what you currently have there now?
All we did was pull the old one out, put that trailer in, and it was done by Larry's Homes.
When did you do that?
83, somewhere around there.
Okay, so you've not added any additions or anything? Okay.
Well, we have a porch, but it's on the other side. It's not.
Was the prior home at that same location?
The trailer was in the same location.
Is there a septic or anything on this property?
There's no septic, there's sewer.
Okay, are there utilities on the other side of the property or anything unusual on that side?
Not that I know of, no.
Do you have parking requirements in Shady Dell Park?
Yeah, we just like pull up on the yard or in front of the house or the trailer, rather.
Are other homes similarly situated on their properties as yours is?
Am I what?
Are other homes, are they placed in a similar manner as to how yours are?
They're the same thing. They're all the same way.
Are they all kind of on that side of the property?
There's some on both sides of the property.
Okay. Your neighbor to the east, the one that's on the side where that home is it, where is that home in relation to yours?
It's just right alongside of me.
Okay.
And that's the side on the right side is the side that's too close to the line.
Mm-hmm. Is that home, so your neighbor's home is close to your home there, or is it further over?
Theirs is further over.
Okay. All right. Is the home able to be moved?
Is it what?
Is it able to be moved?
The trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a porch that's on it, so I would say no, probably.
Okay. And it, you would say that the property is unique? The situation here is unique?
Yeah.
And is it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property for you to have this variance to keep the home there?
Well, I think it is. In order for me to sell it, then I think, yeah, it's got to be approved or whatever at that point.
And is it your position that you did not create the need for the variance?
Did I what?
Is it your position that you did not create the need for the variance?
Did I? No.
Is it, will this variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No.
Is it the minimum variance necessary to afford relief?
I'd say, yeah, to keep the trailer there.
Okay. Is there any harm to the public welfare or to your neighbors if it's left in that spot? I don't know that I have any other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Mr. Rickard.
Did you get a permit to place your, or did you leave that in the hands of, who did you say placed it for you?
I can't hear you.
Larry's
Who did you say placed the home for you?
Who was it with, the home?
Who placed the home for you? Who brought the home and placed it down for you?
It was Larry's Homes.
Larry's Homes?
Yes.
Okay. So they took care of everything for you?
Yes.
The permit, the placement permit?
Yes.
Everything. You didn't come in here and get it, right? That was the understanding that they would do that for you.
I would figure that they should have done everything they could.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Sharp.
I guess just the only other thing is when that home was placed, you relied on Larry's Homes to meet all the requirements for the county at that time.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's all right. When Larry's Homes placed the home there, did you rely on them to make sure that everything was
Yes, we did.
And that you believed that that had been done at that time?
Yes. I think they should have taken care of or been responsible for what was the property was.
And have you had any complaints over the last 31 years about the location?
No.
Okay. No further questions.
Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Okay, with no other questions, is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? There's one hand. And is there anyone here that is in opposition to this application? I don't see any. Therefore, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,481. I believe the applicant has answered the questions through Mr. Sharp presenting her questions, and she's answered those questions for standards for granting a variance, and she's convinced this board, I believe, and this uniqueness to the property is a 75-foot property. Their frontage is 75 foot. Also, the fact that it is a small lot. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant because the applicant relied on the Larry's Homes, I guess, to place it. That's the reason I ask you that question. Whether you had a certificate, right. You got the permit. I believe you had the permit. And it said right on there how far you have to be in your setbacks, and it was up to the applicant, but sometimes that doesn't happen to make sure that it's placed that way. In this case, I believe that you put all your faith in Larry's Homes to place that thing correctly. So the unnecessary hardship has not been created by you. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum afford relief. And Mr. Sharp, I don't know. I would like to, it's been 31 years ago, I don't know a letter to Larry's Homes would do any good at all. So I'm going to back off on that. And with that said, that I made that motion.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. And by roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickert.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, too, for the reasons that were stated. So by a vote of 4-0, motion made is approved to approve case number 11,481.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.